Welcome to the Did You Know Show here on KCHI, and it's May 16th. Happy Tuesday. Noah, kick us off.
Sure. So this pretty freaking cool right here. Did you know that there is a bird that makes an 11-day straight flight two times a year?
I did not know that.
Does not stop flying for 11 days straight. It holds the record for how many miles it's flown, and the bird is called a bar-tailed godwit. Okay, so they prefer their summers in the in Alaska and their winters in Australia. And so they fly, I mean, from corner to corner practically of the earth. So when it comes time for that migrational period, what happened, how we found this out is our researchers captured a four-month-old. Just a four-month-old bird, put a little tracker on it, solar-powered, whatever, so it didn't die. And after the bird kind of fattened up, you could tell they tracked it. Its flight from Alaska, where hold on, I'll give you the exact destination where it started. It started in Yukon Delta in southwestern Alaska, and it departed. It took an 11-day trip, 8,425 miles of non-stop flying, and it landed in Tasmania, Australia.
That's insane endurance.
Yeah, a four-month-old bird flew for 8,425 miles straight, nonstop. The year before, they had tracked another bird that flew 8,100 miles. So this is now the new bird that holds the record at 8,425 miles in 11 days from Alaska to Australia at four months old. That's, I mean,
yeah, that's crazy.
Biggest thing is us, when you're 4 months old, we're not even strong enough to hold our head up. Yeah. This 4 month old bird just flew
11 days straight,
8,500 miles. Wow. Yeah.
That's impressive stuff right there. All right. Well, did you know that Pepsi actually invented the 2 liter bottle?
Oh, from like, it was never before invented, just the 2 liter bottle.
Yeah,
came
so
from Pepsi.
I kind of always, I mean, obviously it had to be invented at some point, but right. it's just always kind of been around.
A bottle, yeah.
Yeah, but it was first designed by PepsiCo in 1970 by John Sculley. He was a Pepsi marketing vice president at the time and actually ended up being the future CEO of Apple.
Wow.
And he came up with the idea back in 1970 because Pepsi was running a distant second in the soft drink market. They were behind Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola had just created their small plastic bottle design, and it was like considered an iconic contour bottle. And instead of just creating a comparably similar, you know, bottle, Sculley decided he wanted to give as much Pepsi as possible to the customers, and basically just made a bigger version in a 2 liter size.
Bottle.
Yeah. And so it was extremely successful. It worked pretty much right away. And he actually even went to Walmart and sold the bottles to Walmart. And Walmart at the time had actually never sold soda because they feared that the bottles would break too easily. So Sculley took his 2 liter bottle in and quote unquote accidentally dropped it on the floor. It didn't break, and that convinced Sam.
That's how they sold it. What a salesman!
Yeah, and so then Walmart from that day on has sold soda since. So. Not only did Pepsi invent the 2 liter bottle, but they also got Pepsi into Walmart.
Into Walmart. The first soda that actually, I guess, technically got into Walmart was Pepsi's.
Pretty cool stuff.
Wow, that is pretty cool. You'd think that bottle just kind of existed. People made containers, you know.
Right.
But no, it was actually, and it was only in the 70s?
Yeah, 1970.
That's, I mean, for us, it's a long time ago, but still, it's like, that wasn't that long ago for, that's pretty crazy.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in to the Did You Know Show. Back with you guys tomorrow at 2:45 p.m.